Blackstone Audio presents The Last Ship, a novel by William Brinkley. This book is read by Christopher Lane. For Gordon Kingsley, a friend may well be reckoned the masterpiece of nature. Emerson. Prologue. The Sword of the Fleet. In bravura beauty, no ship has ever come off in navy ways to be compared with the Destroyer. And she was a fine example of a noble breed. Rakish and swift in the seas, 466 feet overall, beam of 59 feet, draft of 27, of 8,200 tons displacement with full load, rated speed of 38 knots, nothing existing in any navy of the world that could overtake her on long waters. But most of all, her worth was measured in what could not be seen, by what she carried in magazines deep within. She came armed with tomahawk. She was named the Nathan James after a young ensign who had received the Navy Cross for valor in the Second Battle of the Philippine Sea in World War II. A word about tomahawk. It was fundamentally different from the big, fat, intercontinental ballistic missile. Powered by a small, air-breathing engine rather than by huge rockets that lifted ICBMs above the atmosphere. Tomahawk cruised aerodynamically. A pilotless torpedo-shaped airplane, ingeniously pre-programmed to do all its own work and of wondrous virtuosity. Altogether perhaps the smartest weapon yet contrived by the heartfelt genius of man. All we did was launch it. A fire-and-forget weapon, it totally guided itself from the moment it left the ship until the moment it found target. Initially, it climbed and cruised at